On the live line with us this morning, he's the artistic director of the 6th Street Playhouse. Craig Miller is here. Craig, good morning to you.
How are you guys?
Very good, very good. Happy to have you on with us. And the Santa Rosa Players, I'm not sure what the start date was for the Santa Rosa Players when they first came to our mind, but it's been a long time, hasn't it?
1972.
Wow. Yeah.
1972, Santa Rosa Players started, and in the mid-80s, there was a splinter group that was an offshoot called Actors Theater, and 6th Street, those are the parent companies of 6th Street Playhouse, because those two companies came back together in the late 1990s and started 6th Street Playhouse in early 2000s.
And has been going strong ever since, including this holiday season.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We've got a couple of great shows. We have two venues at 6th Street Playhouse down in Railroad Square in our little Del Monte Cannery building. And we do have two wonderful holiday offerings on the big stage, which is the G.K. Hart Theater. We are offering up this season Irving Berlin's White Christmas. And in our little 99-seat Black Box Studio Theater, we're offering up a wonderful little comedy by Christopher Durang called Mrs. Bob Cratchit's Wild Christmas Binge.
I love the title.
Yeah, it's, what happens if it's Mrs. Scrooge that's in charge, not Mr. Scrooge, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. If Mrs. Bob Cratchit is finally just tired of being visited by ghosts and Ebenezer Scrooge every Christmas, and also just a little ticked off that Tiny Tim can't figure out how to get his act together, and all she really wants to do is go to the pub and just say goodbye to all of it. So it is a really, all of the wonderful Dickensian characters are there, Ebenezer Scrooge and the ghost, and of course Bob Cratchit, Tiny Tim, and there's a wonderful twist in Act Two where the ghost accidentally brings a couple of other characters that you might recognize from It's a Wonderful Life into the mix, and you know, Mrs. Bob Cratchit ends up asking the question, you know, or making the wish that she had never been born, and we actually get to see that play out in Act Two as George Bailey suddenly becomes and Clarence from Wonderful
Life
suddenly become part of the fun. So
that sounds like a good time. And Craig, what would you say to somebody who's never seen a play at the 6th Street Playhouse? What would your advice to them be, and why should they come?
Oh, well, I think first and foremost that 6th Street Playhouse is probably one of the most beautiful and intimate places to see a show in all of Sonoma County. It's, you know, if you've never been there, the minute you walk into the main lobby at 6th Street Playhouse, you just see what an amazing job that has been done in both theaters. But the G.K. Hart Theater, which was the flagship of the organization, was a beautiful construction undertaking in this old Del Monte Cannery down in what used to be Cannery Row there in Railroad Square. And when you walk in and see the beautiful lobby that has been created and take even further steps on into the intimate 180-seat theater that is the G.K. Hart, you will realize that there isn't a single seat in the whole place that is a bad place to watch a play from. And it's so intimate, and you're so right on top of the action. And it doesn't matter if it's one of our bigger musicals or next door in our 99-seat Black Box, where you are really like part of the action. It's so intimate. And in the Black Box Theater, it's surrounded on all three sides. And I think just having the opportunity to have so many different theatrical experiences under one roof is what kind of makes 6th Street Playhouse quite special. We do 14 in-house productions a season, and there's no other theater in all of Sonoma County that's producing that much and offers such a wide fare for our you know, theater-going community.
Craig, I got an out-of-the-box Christmas idea. Why don't you get your spouse some acting lessons? You could sign up for your adult schedule. You guys do all sorts of like basic acting classes. You could do improv. And what about that? How about someone signs that up for their spouse this season?
I'm telling you what, we are, that's the other thing that really separates us. We're one of the only teaching theaters in Sonoma County. I mean, a lot of other theaters teach, you know, summer classes and things like that, but we are year round teaching theater, and anybody from age 8 years old all the way up to 108 years old can find something fun to do in our school of drama. You can take a monologue class, even if it's just, you know, for somebody out in the community who is, you know, job requirement is to be in front of people and doing public speaking. There are tons of ways to get involved with us to build that confidence up and to learn really wonderful public speaking.
All right, Larry, there's something we should do in the new year to, you know, improve our professional capacities. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. It sounds like you could use some help. I don't know.
Hey, Craig, how proud are you of Creative Sonoma and the fund that was created to take care of artists after the wildfires?
Well, I have to tell you, one of the things that one of the best relationships and one of the most fruitful and rewarding relationships that we have garnered over the last 3 years here in Sonoma County is our relationship with Kristen Madsen, who is the executive director of Creative Sonoma. We have personally and organizationally benefited tremendously from the Economic Development Board creating this funding extension of what they're doing at the county level. And quite frankly, I'm not sure that we or any other theater company or dance company or art gallery might still be here after the wildfires without the help that Creative Sonoma has extended to this community. They've truly just done an amazing job, and I'm happy to say that as they have given to us, we did a cabaret show a couple weeks ago that was a fire relief fund, and I know that some of the money went to Creative Sonoma,
nice,
as well as the Redwood Credit Union Fire Fund. So we're happy to give back,
and
we're happy to continue to be a recipient. I mean, it's just, we're really proud of it.
Well, we talk a lot here, Craig, about supporting our local economy. What better way than to go see a play, a performance at the Sixth Street Playhouse? Craig, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you guys. I really appreciate you having us on, come out and see a show.
Well, let's make it a regular thing.
Oh, let's do that.
All right.
I love it.
All right. That is Craig Miller. He's the artistic director of the Sixth Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa.